existiu mindset / thinking positive. How many of you remember what we spoke about last week? Mindset and? Thank you, Jesus. They all already forgot. Yes. Last week we spoke about negative thoughts. I had a few more points to go, and the boss said, no. Just wrap everything in one little point, because I want you to address the other side. I said, may I please ask why? Half of the people don't remember what you spoke about last week. So let's move something we see on their minds. So tonight, I'm talking about mindset, thinking positive. And I'm going to start by challenging us tonight to become a positive person. Positive people have positive minds. And positive minds will produce positive lives. Are you with me? Positive people will have positive minds, and positive minds will produce positive lives. On the other hand, negative people always have a negative mindset, which will produce a negative life. Positive thoughts are always full of faith, full of hope, and I dare to say full of God. Because God is not a negative God. Is anybody with me so far? Yes. On the other hand, negative thoughts is a disgrace because they're always full of fear and doubt. Some people are afraid to hope because they have been hurt so many times in their lives. They have had so many disappointments. And many don't think they can face the pain of another disappointment. And as a result, many will refuse to hope because they don't want to get disappointed. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
The avoidance of hope, in some ways, is a type of protection against being hurt. You may ask, what does hurt has to do with negative minds? Negative minds are also filled with disappointment. People are negative because they have been disappointed before. And disappointment hurts. So rather than be hurt again, many people will simply refuse to hope or to believe that anything good will ever happen to them. And this kind of thought sets in motion a negative behavior and a negative lifestyle. How did you get to that conclusion? If you have a negative thought, a negative attitude, everything becomes negative because the thoughts are negatives. Are you with me? You may say, what is it on the Bible? Proverbs 23, verse 7. And I know that you know this verse back and forth. But follow. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So if a person is a negative person, If a person is always thinking negative, their behavior will become negative. Are you with me here? They will have a negative attitude towards life. They will think negative, therefore everything becomes negative. Are we still together? Many people don't expect anything good to happen because they don't want to be disappointed. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you don't expect anything good to happen, then you won't be disappointed when it does not happen. And I believe that many of us have encountered so many disappointments in life. Sometimes devastating things happen. And in many cases, we are afraid to believe that anything good might happen. And that causes a lot of people to have a terrible negative outlook on everything in life. And when we have lots of negative thoughts, our mouth will also speak negative things, and our life will be a negative life. But brothers and sisters, I am here tonight to tell you a message from your Father. Negativism has to go from our lives. Brother Harry, may I have Matthew 8:13. Negativism has to go from our lives.
Amen.
When we have that negative attitude about everything, naturally, negative things will happen to us. Then Jesus said, say to the centurion, go your way, and as you have, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. So what does it got to do with anything? Very simple. As you have believed, so let it be done for you. Negative mind, negative life, negative thought got to go. Because if we get that negative thought that nothing good can happen, it shall be done for us. Jesus said, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. Are you following me so far?
Yes.
I believe that God has a perfect plan for each one of us. Say amen.
Amen.
We need to remember that we can't control God with our thoughts or our words. We can't control God with our thoughts and our words. What we must do is we must think and speak in agreement with God, His Word, and His plan for our lives.
Amen.
Negativism has to go, folks. If we want to experience God, if we want to have new experiences with God, it's time to let go of negativism. Because negativism will bring forth disappointment. Some of you may say, I don't have any idea what God's will is for me at this point in my life. Well, if you don't, what about start thinking like, I don't know God's plan, but I know that God loves me. Let's start thinking positive, huh? And I know that whatever God does, on my behalf is good. Therefore, I will be blessed. That's vague. No, it's not. It's better than think that nothing right happens to me. Are you with me so far? So if we are in that point in life that we are not sure about what God's purpose is, well, let's start by thinking, well, I know God loves me, and everything that God does is good, and everything good that God does work for my good. Are we together so far? Let's go to Romans 8:28. And we know all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. This scripture here, brothers, does not say that all things are good. Is that correct? It does say that all things work together for the good. So even when bad things happen to us, we will take a positive approach. Because while we may not understand what God is doing, whatever is happening will work somehow, somewhat, for our good. And we will not allow negativism to take over. Ladies, have you ever been through this experience? You're working so hard, have a few hours for yourself, few hours for your family, and then you decide, okay, January 31st, I got my income tax, and I'm going to go shopping. You thought about that, right?
Oh, yes.
And then you're planning. January 31st come, you got your check already cashed, you jump into your car, and click, 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 click. The car doesn't start. Well, you could have two attitudes. Attitude number one, I knew it! The day that I planned to go shopping, this stupid car is not working. Right? That's the negative attitude, negative thought. Or you can go the other way around. Well, my Lord, if this car is not working, perhaps I might have been involved in an accident. So I'm going to wait until the car is fixed. And then I go shopping. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
The way that we think about things can very much determine how miserable or how happy our lives will be. Plain and simple. One day, I'm driving with my doll. And I'm doing 45. And then all of a sudden, something just kind of reduced your speed. I just took my foot a little bit off of the gas, and the thing spoke again to me. Reduce the speed. Clear my ears. So I took a little bit more. So I was 45, I went to 42, and then I'm 38 now. All of a sudden, the car starts choking. I ask, what is your problem? So I touched the brake, and I came down to like 25 miles per hour. Green light, nobody in the streets. All of a sudden, this box truck just flew through the red light. I said, thank you, my Lord, for protection. We can take a negative attitude towards life and be miserable, or just go with the program. I could have called the car stupid. I just asked, what is your problem? And then they start choking. Folks, if we want to experience new things with God, if we want the new visitation that God has for us, negative thought got to go.
Amen.
It got to go. It cannot stay. And I'm challenging each one of us to change the way we do things. Listen to Romans chapter 12, verse 16. Romans 12, 16. Isn't that great? Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. What? You know, many times in life we need to adjust ourselves to people, and I'd say to things also. What do you mean by that? I mean that I have that kind of behavior and thinking that when things doesn't go exactly the way that I want, I'm not going to fall apart because things didn't work out. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
That's the whole idea behind this. You know, many of us get all bent out of shape when we don't get what we want. Many of us, we have our feelings rise up and then drive into self-pity and negative attitude. If we want to experience the good stuff that God has for us, negativism, negative thoughts got to go. We've got to learn to think positive. We've got to adjust ourselves to the situation and go ahead and enjoy whatever is happening in the moment. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. It didn't quite go like you want. So what? Enjoy it. We like vanilla ice cream. It's delicious. And one time we went to a place and they didn't have the last vanilla ice cream they had, went to Sister Marcia. So what? Are you serious? Well, I got butter pecan. What is butter pecan? It's an ice cream. I'm about to say, what kind of lousy ice cream place is this? You don't have vanilla ice cream. That was my first reaction, you know, but I held my peace. Well, you're going to take it? Yes. And it come to pass that butter pecan is better than vanilla. You know, I believe that if we want to experience the good stuff that God has for us, that negative way of seeing life got to go. I met one person that this person was so negative that one time we went to see a brand new house that has just been built. Everything is new. When that person got into the house, he could find 5 faults on that house. 95% of the house was gorgeous. But the only thing that this fellow saw was 5 supposedly little defects. Oh, that wallpaper is not well done on that corner. Come on, man. Come on. Well, it's not. Look at that. Negative people live miserable lives because it gives them negative attitudes, bad behavior, and they can't seem to enjoy nothing good that comes around them. You know, even people with positive attitudes don't always have everything work the way they would like things to work at all time. The difference is, a positive person that has a positive way of thinking can go ahead and decide to enjoy himself or herself no matter what's happening or is happening around. On the other hand, the negative person never enjoys anything. Are you with me?
Yes.
A negative person is not fun to be around. Everything is gloomy, overcast. in every project. A negative person always have that heaviness around them. A negative person is always a complainer, and they love to murmur, and they can quickly find fault in everything that is ahead of them. How can we experience the good stuff that God has for us if we are always negative? That brings me back to the reason why people are so negative. Many of them have been disappointed a lot. But I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus is willing to set you free from negativism. And if you are a negative person tonight, I don't want you to feel condemned. Because condemnation is a negative thought. Are you with me so far? So what do I do, preacher? Number one. Brother Harry, may I have Philippians chapter 3, starting on verse 13 first. If you want to overcome negativism, if you want to overcome disappointment, there's a major thing that you need to go. Negative people are always negative because they have been beat up in life. They are negative because they have been hurt. They are negative because they have been disappointed. And because of those bad experiences, they become a very negative person. How do I get rid of this? Let go of the past. Read it with me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Folks, the best way to overpower negative thoughts. Yesterday I preached on the scripture and the title was Goodbye Bad Memories. The best way to get rid of negative thoughts is getting rid of bad memories. You're not a museum. You don't live from the past. And whatever happened on the past is water under the bridge. You know, the problem with people that hold tight to bad memories and that are negative is when those bad memories come back, they suffer again. So if you're a negative person, you're going to suffer twice, four times, five times. And this is why I believe the Apostle Paul said, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but I do one thing. I forget those things which are behind me. If you're holding tight to things that happened on the past, you're going to suffer again and again and again. Then you're going to be hurt again and again and again, and then you become a negative person. So how do I overpower this? Forget about this stuff that is gone. But you don't know how much I was hurt. Then continue to be hurt and continue to be negative. You know, God will heal. One of the qualities of Jesus Christ is healer of broken heart. Healer of wounds. He said in Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and has anointed me to preach the good news, to heal the brokenhearted and to bind up their wounds, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. God wants to heal the brokenhearted. God wants to heal the wounds, but we've got to let it go. We're not museums. Museums live from the past. Watch this. May I please have this verse on the New Living Translation? No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing. Forget in the past and look forward for what lies ahead. You want to overcome negativism? Let go of the bad memories. Are we together so far? Why be negative? Why suffer over and over again the same nonsense? Watch the backslided translation. A little crazy, but still worth reading. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this. But I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onwards to Jesus. So let the past behind. You, if there's a negative person here, you're negative because you're disappointed. You're negative because you've been hurt on the past. Jesus wants to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus wants to heal the wounds, but we've got to let it go. Are we together so far? Verse 14 is also interesting. Give me the New King James or the NLT, doesn't matter. Philippians 3:14. The next verse. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to let go from yesterday. I'm going to let it go from the past. And I'm pressing forward for what God has for me. God has a year, a whole year in front of Him where He wants to visit His church. It's the year of visitation. God is looking forward to come, have fun with us, hang out with us. Get rid of the junk from yesterday. And you know, I believe that one of the critical things here is for us to remember that God is able to restore everything that was taken from us. God is able to repair all the injustices that were done to us in the past. This is why I think Paul says that we are blessed far above and beyond what we can think or ask. So if I'm going to get to think about something, I'm going to think about how blessed I am. Not about the junk that happened last year. Are we together so far? Another way to overcome negativism is to teach yourself that this is a new day. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says it so clear. And I think that we have read that scripture so many times. It says here, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is?
New creation.
What happened to the old stuff? Beloved, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. So please, as a new creation, don't allow the old things that happened yesterday or last year to keep you from experiencing all the good stuff that God has for you. Don't allow the things of the past to keep affecting your new life with Christ. You can have your mind renewed according to the Word of God. And when that takes place, good things are going to happen to you. Are we together so far? Brother Harry, may I have that scripture over there in the backslided translation, please? Backslided translation, please. Now, we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start. It's created new. The old life is gone. A new life burgeons. Look at it. You are created in Christ Jesus. And all the old junk is gone. It's time to look at it. At the new life that God has given you. Please, Don't let your past dictate your miserable future. Let go of yesterday. Let go of the past. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And there's new life inside of you. Do not suffocate that new life with old memories, which will eventually prevent you and I from savoring this new life that God has for us. I'm going to stop today because my boss just said stop. It's enough for tonight. And I still had 1, 2, 3 pages. So I'm going to stop. The boss knows what he's doing. I want to challenge you tonight. Listen carefully. I want to challenge you tonight. Start thinking positive. Let go of the old stuff. You know, 75% of the people that I prayed for has a disease that is related to something that happened on the past. Why would we allow the past to control our present and affect the plans that God has for us? A negative life is a miserable life. A positive thinking, a positive life, will always find a way to enjoy life, even when things doesn't go the way that we wish it would go. So if right now you are in that phase in life that things are not quite going the way that you wish it would go, remember, in some way, in some fashion, somehow, whatever is happening to you today will work together for your good. Go along with God. Change your look, the way that you look at life. Because when you start thinking change the way that you think, the way that you look at life, you're going to start speaking positive, because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you have a negative thinking, you're going to be a negative, miserable people. But if you take on the new life that Jesus is giving to you, put in a new way of thinking, agree with God, let your mind be transformed, then you will be able to experience, according to Paul, what is the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. It all starts here. May God make you a positive thinking person in Jesus' name.